listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. For the blog page at weeklystandard.com, Stephen posted an important story on how the Obama Justice Department is ordering Miranda rights to be read to terrorist suspects being held in Afghanistan. And Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
How'd you learn about this?
I was actually talking to a couple members of the House Intelligence Committee and also doing sort of basic reporting phone calls for a longer article I was writing about the shift from sort of an intelligence and military-focused approach to terrorism to the Obama administration's law enforcement-first approach. And in the course of one of those conversations, somebody mentioned almost in passing that we were now Mirandizing people at Bagram, and I thought, that seems interesting to me.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know. I mean, we're really sketchy on a lot of the details of how long this has been going on, how many of the prisoners have actually been Mirandized. The information I had was that it was mostly high-value detainees, high-value targets, who had been read their Miranda rights. So we don't know if it was only that group, a small group of somewhere between half a dozen and a dozen, or, you know, the entire universe of detainees at Bagram and elsewhere in Afghanistan. There are a lot of questions we don't know right now, and I've reached out to the White House and Justice Department, Defense Department, everybody, and trying to get some additional answers.
You talked to a couple of high-profile Republican members of Congress, including the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, as well as Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, a former FBI special agent, about this. How surprised, how disturbed were they by this?
They're not happy. Mike Rogers, who is, as you say, a former FBI special agent, was a U.S. Army officer, very familiar with sort of both worlds, the world of law enforcement, the world of the military and the world of intelligence, given his seat on the House Intelligence Committee. He went to Afghanistan recently, within the past couple weeks, on a fact-finding mission. And it was, in fact, his trip over there that allowed him to talk to several of the people involved in these kinds of interrogations and actually sort of highlighted the fact that we were reading these detainees their Miranda rights. So Rogers is really the one who discovered this and who I think is helping to shine a light on it.
We're talking with Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. And Stephen, is it too soon to tell, or can we see now a new trend that now the detainees have this right to remain silent, they're exercising it, and our intelligence gathering is weaker as a result of it?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, when you take a law enforcement approach, law enforcement first approach to these detainees, what it means, in a sense, is literally you're telling them they have the right to remain silent, they have a right to a lawyer. If they can't afford one, the government will provide them with one. You know, the first problem with, I think, the most fundamental problem with this is that the most important thing to do when you capture a suspected terrorist, you know, on the battlefield, I mean, really the world is a battlefield in a sense, but on the battlefield in Afghanistan, planning or conducting an operation, the most important thing you can get is to find out what operations they have in store. What are their plans? What are they doing? And this is intelligence that could potentially save lives. You know, if you have a Tunisian who's working with the Taliban to place IEDs at places sites alongside a road where U.S. troops are going to be, you want to know that. And if you catch somebody in a bomb-making ring who can provide information on what kinds of attacks, how they come up with their targeting, you want to extract that information as soon as possible. The second you tell one of these guys that they have the right to remain silent, they're going to remain silent. They're not going to be offering this stuff up for you. So I think what the Obama administration wants to do is to potentially prosecute these guys in U.S. courts somewhere down the line. The problem with that fundamentally is that it's much more important, in my view, I think in the view of most intelligence and military experts, to get the intelligence that would potentially save lives and let us learn more about these different groups.
So we reverted completely back to the early to mid-90s, basically post-World Trade Center attack number one in terms of how this government approaches terrorism?
It sure seems like it. There's There's a Los Angeles Times article a little over a week ago that talked about the Obama administration's new, quote, global justice initiative, unquote. And what that does essentially is elevate the FBI and the Justice Department and other law enforcement entities and in effect, give them the lead on a lot of the counterterrorism operations the U.S. government is taking up around the world. And in effect, what they've done is sort of diminish the role of the CIA and military intelligence and even, you know, our troops around the world in fighting this fight. So, yeah, I think if the goal is to prosecute these guys and you're treating them as criminals, we are back where we started. And, you know, these are exactly the kinds of things that people were talking about in the days after September 11th. These are exactly the kind of problems. Well, if you have a law enforcement approach, you can't learn the things you need to learn to prevent attacks, and I'm worried that's where we are.
What kind of a stink are Rogers and Hoekstra prepared to make over this on Capitol Hill?
No, I think this is going to be a big deal. I mean, I have now talked to several other members of Congress or their staffs who are, you know, fair to say, outraged about this and really intend to make this a big issue. Everybody's asking the White House and the administration for answers. You know, Rogers, when I first talked to him about this, told me that he half expected that they would deny it, because when he initially made the inquiries about this after having been told by some of the people on the ground that this was taking place, they first tried to sort of wave him off and only later acknowledged that this was happening. So I think you're likely to see this be a protracted fight.
What kind of explanation in our last 60 seconds here can we expect from the Obama administration if, in fact, they address it publicly? Obviously, they like to address decisions made on national security quite frequently. So how might he couch this?
Well, I think, you know, I think their argument is, and I talked to somebody who's sort of sympathetic with their view on this, if you're Barack Obama and if you view these things as, you know, primarily this is primarily a law enforcement problem, and if you want to try these suspected terrorists in U.S. courts eventually and gain convictions, then this actually is the next logical thing to do, because you want to be doing the kinds of things like reading Miranda rights that will allow you to prosecute them and, you know, take away options or arguments that their defense could ultimately use in a court of law. So if that's your view, if that's sort of your mindset, this makes perfect sense. It happens not to be my view, and I think we're going to find out quickly that it's not the view of most Americans.
Well, we certainly saw a pretty big uproar over who knew what and when over waterboarding and interrogation, and this is kind of in that same neighborhood. Stephen, we'll see what happens on the Hill. Thanks so much for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. You can read his post on the weeklystandard.com's blog page. This is Dateline Washington.